To you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning. Wake up! 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us. We can also jump into the chat room and have pithy comments. Pithy. And
how do you spell that?
P-I-T-H-Y. Pithy.
thank God.
Yes.
And that's very British.
Yeah. No.
It's because of a pithy comment.
It's a pith helmet.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Bad Bob, speaking of pith helmets, how are you, Bad? Have you ever worn one of those, Bad Bob?
I think it was made of plastic.
I mean, like you're junior Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, and then they give you those to you or something?
No.
Okay. You know what? Summer has officially arrived. Bad Bob's into his Hawaiian shirt mode here. And Linda, you're looking
good morning.
Chipper and perky.
7:06 in the morning on this third day of April. Isn't that weird? It's just...
Yeah, Bob let March get away.
We say that every month.
Damn you, Bob.
We're and it's really fun because as the day unfolds, we're going to have some wonderful information to share with you. Hopefully by tomorrow morning we'll be able to share with you something really cool that's happening here in the North State. And it is just really indicative of how, you know, things happen quickly. It's 7:07 in the morning, 49 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have partly KCNR. Sunny today with the temperatures of 77. And, of course, Bob's making a big call. We love it. You know what? We are so live. We let it roll.
We're live.
Slight chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 54. I don't know about you, but I love to open the windows and hear the rain. I want my windows open at nighttime and just listen to the rain. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Keep next Thursday open on your calendar. And some things might be happening up in Anselmo. Besides, not this Thursday, the 4th, tomorrow, but the 11th.
We'll make the announcements for that when we can.
Yeah. Something that's going to be just a lot of fun, too. I mean, that it has nothing to do with politics either. So.
Well, it'll be fun. And it'll be a feather in the cap for the North State. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute that we have every morning. And this morning, we welcome Chris Lasondak, our expert. How are you?
I'm fine, Linda. How are you doing
good
this morning?
Good. Great.
Well, we're a little over half an hour into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 34 points at 14,628. The S&P 500 down 6 points at 1563, while the NASDAQ Composite's giving up 9 points at 3245. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 107 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Pfizer's down 23 cents at $29 even. General Electric off 31 cents at $23.03, while AT&T is down a penny at $37.56. Of local interest, PG&E up 38 cents at $45.35. Safeway's adding 4 cents at $25.63. North Valley Bank down 7 cents at $17.69. And Harley-Davidson down 54 cents at $51.06 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.84%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's down 57 cents a barrel at $96.62. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down 84 cents an ounce at $15.74.40, while silver's up 3 cents at $27.23 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Stop by Park Marina Drive and visit them, or even better, give them a call at 530-243-7561. and they will have the latest advice about what's happening in Wall Street, and which is obviously on a very producing ride here, and what to do with some of your investment money. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. We've got a lot of things we're doing today. We've got Dr. Dan and Alexandria Rasu here.
That's a brand new show that we have.
Brand new show. I think you're really going to like
this. He's really interesting. They are both.
Yeah, health is more than a pill away. It's a lot, you know, it's kind of a lifestyle we're talking about. And then John Laws from Mountain Tactical Training is going to be here talking about a rifle competition here this weekend. And we've got a lot of other things to talk about here before then too. So we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Wait, here we go.
Wait a minute. I'm picking faster.
The first cheerleading squad I was on, that was our song that we practiced.
Let me work on that visual for a while.
Oh no, you need to. She was doing the whole cheers.
We had the pom-poms.
The other night, she had like two pillows in her hand and did the whole routine with, you know, the kicks.
And no YouTube?
Yeah, no YouTube, you know. Speaking of YouTube, this portion is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, of course, great coffees, and then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state, plus all the different tobacco products, and they will meet or beat any price for tobacco products. Joe and Shelley will at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, you've seen the bumbling burglar at Kent's Meats, right? Has Bob shown you that?
I haven't seen that.
This thing, Bob, pull that up so Linda can see it, because we didn't get a chance, Mark Beecham and I didn't get a chance to talk about that yesterday. 5.5 million hits on YouTube on this guy.
Really?
And I talked to some of my buddies. Yeah, yesterday. I don't know buddies, but they're, you know, friends and acquaintances. And I said, how can you not catch a 350-pound guy dressed in his jammies?
Boy, he's been smoking. Well, you know, you always think of these guys that are breaking in. They're breaking in for food. You know that they're stoned out of their bird.
If you have not seen this before. If you've not seen this before.
18 seconds.
He's dressed in camo.
Yeah, but what's it under? Yeah, but look at this guy. He's got his.
Oh, that's not funny.
Now we're going to put this stocking down. Okay.
What does he have in the front of his pants there?
It's his belly.
No way!
And then he runs.
Okay.
And
falls. No,
the way you find it is you go to YouTube and you look up, what's it under, Bob?
I just Googled, Redding Bumbling Burglar on YouTube.
You can find it. And if nothing else, please go take a look at it. But it's got 5.5 million hits and it's on nationwide news. Jimmy Kimmel's got some guy dressed like the guy running around and falling down, you know, so.
He looks like he could have been one of the cleaner shaven out of the Duck Dynasty, but it looks like he stuck something down the front of his pants and, you know, I don't mean what you think I mean. On this day in history, Pony Express mail service began this day in St. Joseph, Missouri.
You know how they advertise? For that?
How?
For riders?
How?
Needed. Young, small, wiry men, not more than 120 pounds for a very dangerous assignment.
We know a few of those. Been perfect in the saddle. Express rider, this year was 1860, and the first Pony Express rider was heading for California. The next day, another rider left Sacramento, California, heading east for Missouri. Each rider had 75 to 100 mile run before a switch was made with another rider. The switch was made at one of 190 way stations along the route, each way station being about 10 to 15 miles apart.
Yeah, so they'd ride 75 miles, and they'd switch horses every 10 miles. So
$5 per ounce in those days.
Wow. So, see, it's quickly approaching that, again, four letters. It'll be $5 an ounce next year. All right.
And, you know, of course, it only lasted a few years.
Telegraph.
Antiquated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As they were rolling across with the horses, they were building the telegraph lines. And as soon as the first telegraph message went across country, that was it.
Overland telegraph.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. A little bit.
I like that day in history stuff.
The Afghanistan last month. And we just had a soldier killed a couple of days ago. Stabbed by a teenager while the soldier was playing with children and, you know, playing with some children. And this teenager came up and stabbed him to death. 2,061 killed in action Americans in Afghanistan and 14 in March. You know, people need to keep remembering this is that we have people out there in danger. And even though that the rate of deaths have fallen, we're still losing people in Afghanistan. And we still, you know, what have we accomplished after all this time? UN treaty regulating global arms trade. You remember this one has come up, you know, Bad Bob, this is the one that people say, well, that's going to, the UN is now going to tell the United States if we can sell, it's going to have a huge impact on people buying and selling arms and ammunition here in the United States.
Well, the legal one.
Well, you know, it's a UN treaty regulating global arms trade. Now, considering the U.S. and probably one other nation supplies more weapons than any other country in the world, but you're talking about heavy weapons. You're talking about the automatic weapons of tanks, planes, anything that goes along with that. Anyway, supposedly this will keep weapons from illegal markets. It needs to be ratified, though, by nations. They need to have so many nations ratify it. And it's only the nations that ratify it that are going to, enforce it. But it needs to be, the United States took the lead in putting this thing together and of course voted yes on it. Some of the ones that didn't vote yes were Russia, China, most of the Middle East, except Lebanon. Many. And ones that voted no on it. The ones that voted, you know, those were abstaining. The ones that voted no were, Syria and places like that. Cause they need weapons. They need more weapons. But the bottom line is it has to be ratified by 2/3 vote in our Senate, which may not happen. The question is, and the devil's in the details, is how, what are they talking about when they say these weapons? They say, oh, they're not supposed to be used. And it's got these big things in it. But then it says it's not to be used for criminal acts. Well, so it's the UN, I guess the bottom line, and here's where the conspiracy, you can just hear it, you know, floating now. It's just, it's going straight up right now. Is that, is the UN treaty going to be able to say if Americans can buy or sell weapons in their own country? According to, Kerry, no, this has nothing to do about what, you know, can happen inside your own country. Anyway, it still has to be ratified by 2/3 vote in the Senate. So we'll see what happens there. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Attention all sports shooters. A rifle competition will be held in French Gulch at Mountain Tactical Training on Saturday, April 6th. Whether you're a first-timer or an experienced competitor, this competition is for you. There'll be three events, a one-shot draw contest, transition to pistol competition, and adverse angle drill. And you don't have to compete in all three contests to win a prize. You do have to attend one of Mountain Tactical Training's safety briefs that day prior to competing. The range fee is $15 at the gate, or if you'd like to pre-register, send a check or money order for just $10 to MTT, P.O. Box 66, French Gulch, California, 96033. You'll need to supply your own ammo as well as eye and hearing protection, and your AR-15 is welcome here. For more details, go online to mountaintacticaltraining.com. Come out for a day of fun and comradeship. The MTT Rifle Competition, Saturday, April 6th. Sponsored by Old West, Bastiani Arms, Shasta Boot Company, Jones Fort, The Foxhole, Patriot Gold and Silver, Greco Firearms, Tobacco and Brew, and Mountain Tactical Training.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, let's beat those drums. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 49 degrees out there and 7:24 in the morning as you're running around the house trying to get yourself get ready. Two things I want to talk about real quick here before we get into our guest list. The City Council last night voted 2-2 at a deadlock because MacArthur's on a trip right now. About the drone test. Remember we talked about yesterday about having, or the day before, about Ventura County wants to include the North State in as part of the six, as putting in for being one of the six sites in the United States where people can, they can test drones. And the FAA, and if you've been following our show, which many of you have, of course, is that they're looking at having 10,000 drones in the air by 2020. Or more, due to the fact is, you know, FAA is rewriting some of the regulations. So it's going to be it's going to happen. Let me put it this way. It's going to happen. And so should we get in on this and use our area up here just for testing, but it could also bring business up here? Well, obviously not. Bassetti and Sullivan said that, you know, hey, they're for allowing drones be in here, be it on the beginning of it and have something to say about what's going on. That to me seems like taking a forward look. Cad and Jones are against the drones coming here, and Cad said he's afraid that drones will be, you know, that it seems like a good idea, but, you know, bringing jobs in here, but they, why would you want to bring in jobs that could be used against us in the future? Does that mean, Gary, is that you wouldn't want to have Remington Arms in here? Or Ruger? Or Colt Manufacturing? Because they may, sometimes somebody may use a gun against somebody up here? I look at it like that. Drones. And let's go back to this. Drones. Surveillance drones. Are just like, you know, just like any other tool in the box. They're only as good as the people that use them. Now, if we have, you know, we have search and seizure laws that says you can't fly over there. You can't fly over. And by the way, that quote came out of the mount, or came out of the Record Searchlight. I wasn't there, so that quote may have just been part of a quote and may not have been the whole thing. So I'm just saying is that this is came out of the Record Searchlight. But is, you know, the idea of drones in the air, are they going to be here? Yes. Figure it out. It's going to happen. Unless, you know, I don't see how people can stop that from happening. The only thing you can do is take control of the drones. And the way you do that is by your elected officials and your police. You take control of the drones. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Good. Yeah, from what I understand, those drones are military drones, number one. And number two, if in fact it's whose hands they're in, you know, really the idea of comparing them to a weapon, a rifle, a pistol. Well, you know, if I buy a .22 to plink with my grandson, I'm going to go buy a drone so I can fly around the air. I mean, there really isn't comparison to that. It isn't like buying a car. It isn't saying, well, you know, let's see, the government is buying cars, and therefore they have automobiles, so we can have automobiles too. No, the drones are being used by the government. And I'm with you on law enforcement. There are some good uses. But from what I understand, these are military drones, and the comparison to our Second Amendment rights and to rifles and drones, it really, to me, is apples and oranges. Or maybe, tell me where I'm going wrong with that.
Well, if you look at drones being, well, we've got drones up here right now that are being, or private companies, being used to, that's being sold to industry. And
to do what? What is it they can bring to the table?
Well, they can do things like they can check pipelines, they can check wire lines like PG&E. They can go along and see if there's breaks. They can check the CAL FIRE for checking around the edges of fires where the fires are. I mean, there's a lot of use for drones. Just to say a drone is a bad thing would have cost us lots of lives in Iraq if we didn't have those.
Well, not
in Iraq,
but
Iraq and other places.
And I agree with you.
But yeah. I'm just saying it's like a weapon in the sense like this. A weapon can be turned into a horrible tool by a person, as we've seen. A drone can be turned into a horrible tool by people that are nefarious and all this. So what it is, it's the control of whatever, of the weapon and control of a drone, just like it's a control, you know, of other things that have an impact on you. To say we don't want to have drones is at this point, Terry, it's disingenuous because they're here. Now,
well, that's the point is that they're the military, and that's whose hands it's in. So basically, if that's the case, okay, then it's in the government hands. That's the same government at this point, because things are going to change. Different people are going to get into office. We don't know whose hands those things would be in. I agree, there is some uses for them. But to really come out and say that they are the same as our Second Amendment rights of having a rifle or a pistol. And the other thing about having drones is it's something that the public won't have. And I get the fact that they can help with different things, but there's going to be drones over the United States, 10,000 of them. How about putting those military drones over Mexico to see what's going on there
maybe,
at our borders?
Well, maybe they are.
Well, maybe they are, but the whole thing is
and,
that
and I wasn't
really
talking
truly,
about
when
the,
we saw that drone.
I wasn't talking about the Second Amendment. I was talking about the Fourth Amendment for search and seizure. You've got to have, there's got to be, you know, a judge's ruling that somebody can come into your house, right?
And then you should be able to face your prosecutor or the person that's...
That's right. And that's why the Fourth Amendment, I say it falls under that, is you, they can't just run a drone over your face. Over
kind of like the red light cameras fall under that. I mean, come on, girl. You know, really, the real deal is that we have a government right now. There's 1.6 billion rounds that are out there.
Out of time here.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, Terry, it's a good point. We need to talk about this more.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Goldman out of $118 million back in 2007. The CFTC filed a lawsuit against Taylor back in November, accusing him of fabricating trades to conceal an $8.3 billion futures position. Taylor's lawyer declined to comment to Fox Business on the matter. And the Battle of the Rings continues. Costco is countersuing Tiffany after Tiffany filed a Valentine's Day lawsuit against Costco for selling fake diamond engagement rings. The big box retailer says the Blue Box Jeweler's six-prong diamond ring has become so mainstream it has lost its trademark protection. If Costco wins, the coveted Tiffany name may lose its sparkle. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
92 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Hollyock on the Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Westernware in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All you gotta do is just give me that wing.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Michael Smalljohn, and I want to extend an invitation to all of you to join me and my guests on Mike's Outdoors every Saturday at 6 a.m. We talk about your outdoors, the great outdoors of Northern California. We talk about places like Trinity Alps Wilderness, things like hunting and fishing, camping, and snow skiing. So won't you please make plans to join us bright and early at 6 a.m. on Saturday mornings on AM 1460 KCNR.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. No music. We don't do music every time.
I was looking up, people are talking about, well, it's only the military that has the drones. It's only law enforcement.
No, that, we're past
not
that.
True.
Yeah. Okay, I tell you what,
we can move
next
on
week,
from that.
Yeah, next week, my friends, we'll have we'll invite Terry on, a couple other people, and we'll talk drones. We'll just be the whole morning, we'll talk drones, and everybody can get your
probably
shots
the
in
news
here
this morning, too.
Yeah, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite, Mike Huber. You know what? Great jobs they do on not just countertops in your kitchen, just go in there, but fire pits where the flame dances across glass, and you know, smokers that they make that makes the for cooking meat, tri-tips, pork, anything, smoking or just cooking. Estate Granite, it does just wonderful work.
They've been very supportive of our community. He donates his fire pits, i.e. the Cancer
the smokers,
League,
yeah.
The smokers last year for Relay for Life. He's very, you know, we always say, please shop local, stay local. And it's lovely to see somebody so involved with the community. Support him too. If you're thinking about doing anything granite, make sure to go to Estate Granite and check it out. Meet Mike and let him see what he could do for you.
Yeah. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. Okay. Our guest this morning.
We have a very special guest.
We have a very, you know, eclectic guest list today, health and wellness. But then first we're going through tactical training with John Laws.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Linda. Morning, Carl.
Hello. Welcome to the show. And your business is Mountain Tactical Training.
Yes, ma'am.
And also with your credentials, you're a certified law enforcement instructor.
Yes.
And you have a special event coming up.
Yes, we have the rifle competition on April 6th. And that's open to all shooters with a semi-automatic centerfire rifle.
Well, people start to squirm when you say semi-automatic.
Well, that's the weapon of choice for a lot of people right now for home defense and also for hunting. So the whole idea of this competition is to get people out and shooting their rifles in more of a tactical setting.
Okay, when we talk about a tactical shooting match here, can you describe it for us?
Sure. We're going to have three events. We're going to have a one-shot draw contest, a transition to pistol contest, and an adverse angle drill. Adverse angle drill is two targets 25 yards away, approximately 45 degrees out from the shooter, and it's going to be a 10-round competition, and you basically fire at one target, then fire at the other target, and then you work your way back and forth through your 10 rounds. And, of course, there's going to be a time given on that, and that's how we'll judge the winner. And then the one-shot draw contest is you start with your rifle down in what we call the safety circle, and when the buzzer goes off, you have to raise your rifle up and fire one round, and that's going to be at 10 yards. And, again, a time will be given for that. The transition to pistol, same thing. Your rifle is going to start at the low ready position. You'll raise your rifle. You'll fire one round from your rifle. Then you'll have to put your rifle down, hang it on your sling, draw your pistol, fire one round out of your pistol.
Same target.
Same target.
Okay. What's your background, John?
Basically, I started out in the Marine Corps. After the Marine Corps, kind of settled into construction work for a long time. After 9/11, I had a lot of skills that I wanted to get back in the game, so to speak. So I started training with a little company called Blackwater USA outside of Chicago, Illinois. And there I met a guy that ran a executive protection firm in Chicago. And so in 08, moved to Chicago, did the executive protection thing for about 2 years, took care of a couple of high net worth families, did a lot of security driving, ran medical supplies into Haiti after the earthquake, took families down to Puerto Vallarta for vacations, things like that, and a lot of close protection assignments in and around the Chicago area.
Was it Blackwater? The Blackwater, was that related in any way to the one in Virginia?
Blackwater USA, yeah, that's it.
And their offices out of Chicago.
They had a training facility outside of Chicago, yes.
What's it called now? Like Z or something like that?
It's called XE Overseas. In the United States, it's called Academy. And basically, they use the Blackwater facility, but it's not really Blackwater anymore. It's been sold, and Eric Prince has pretty much moved his operation to, I think, Dubai.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think I read that someplace.
Because?
Well, they, a lot of lawsuits. They were pretty much the bad boys of the industry, and they pretty much got forced out.
Well, so that's an interesting history that you have. This, you have, you know, this interesting pedigree of your people that you've worked with and your assignments and so on and so forth. And we're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, the question that I really want to find out too is a certified law in enforcement instructor. I want to know what that means, how you become a certified law enforcement instructor, and you know, just give me a visual of that, because you know I like to, I have a visual. So we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah.
Carl in the box. 50 degrees out there, 743 in the morning. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR. Hey, I know the big discussions in the chat room on some of them drones, but it was on also on homeless and the problems they're having here in town that you might not see. So this is something else we need to talk about. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the gang over there. If you're looking for any type of car, truck or SUV, new or previously owned. Of course, they are the dealers for Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram being the truck of the year. They take great pride in the vehicles that they sell, and they give great deals for their neighbors here, and the service department is just outstanding. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177, Redding Crown Motors.
Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 744 on this beautiful Wednesday. Again, it's the 3rd of April, and we look like we're going to have temperatures around 77 today, with a slight chance of rain this evening with temperatures around 54. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Our special guest this segment is John Laws. Welcome back to the show, who is the founder and owner of Mountain Tactical Training. We were discussing before the break, April 6th.
Yes.
Is your rifle...
Rifle competition.
Rifle competition. One of the things on your cards that sparks my curiosity, certified law enforcement instructor. How do you come about doing that? What's the protocol?
Well, to be a certified law enforcement instructor, you have to be an instructor at a law enforcement agency or a bona fide security company. And the security company that I worked for in Chicago, Protection Resources International, that allowed me to go to the NRA Law Enforcement Instructor Schools. And very good schools put on by the NRA. Everybody thinks that the NRA, all they do is go to Washington and fight the politicians. But the NRA is the largest provider of training, civilian and law enforcement in the United States, and they do a great job. They train people, everybody from kindergarten all the way up to senior law enforcement officials.
Yeah, and they have their the classes they teach. You and coming in are an instructor by going through a series of classes that they're held throughout the United States. No, the NRA is more than just a lobbyist group, though sometimes you don't realize that because every time you open your mail, there's something else in there about money that – our rights are going down the drain.
So right. What can you say in the rifle world, especially with this competition you have coming up? Because a lot of people will have a rifle in their house. Perhaps they've never done any kind of instruction. It might be something passed down through a family member. It's laying up on the wall. What say you, sound like O'Reilly,
what say you
about those people who have never had any kind of instruction?
Well, get some training. That's like number one. Get some formal training. Of course, we offer that up at Mountain Tactical Training. We have first-time shooter courses. And what that does is that gets people that maybe they've been shooting before, but it's been 10 or 15 years, and they can come up and a four-hour class. We get them squared away, number one, on gun safety, the law, and, of course, how to load, unload, and safely keep their weapon.
The the class is for just semi-automatic magazine fed or
the competition is for
are you providing the weapons or people
bring their own. Okay. Yep. And it's a very low round count.
So because of the difficulties in removing the magazines.
Well, there's no magazine changes because of that. And we have a low round count because we don't want this to cost a lot of money for people. And like I say, the main idea here is to get these all these AR-15s, Mini-14s, M1 carbines, all like that, off people's shelves and get them out shooting.
Hey, we take so you couldn't bring in like an M1 Garand?
Well, M1 Garand, you're going to be in trouble because it only holds 8 rounds. So during the adverse angle drill, you're going to have to do a reload.
Okay. And,
but if you want to bring your M1 Garand out, well, then I welcome you.
Of my tanker's model.
That's all right.
I'm getting from John. This is John's. John comes in. You're just a bring it on guy.
Okay.
Oh, you are a bring it on guy. Bring it on. Right?
The,
how much?
Bring your game. Let's play.
How much is a compliment?
Go ahead.
How can I? How much is,
never stopped you before.
Cost and how they get a hold of you?
They can go to the website. That's mountaintacticaltraining.com. All the information about the competition is there. It is $15 at the gate. And I think we're probably pretty past pre-registration right now. But okay. If you want to get a check-in today for $10, you can save yourself $5. And, again, all that instruction is on the website, mountaintacticaltraining.com.
How many people do you expect to be out there?
Between 50 and 100, And so,
And how many shooting spots do you have? Are you just going to be running one at a time? You're not going to run one at a time.
Actually, there's going to be two competitions going on at the same time.
Okay.
On my carbine range, the adverse angle drill is going to be taking place. Frank Schmidt is going to help me with that. And then also at my other range, I'm going to be running the one-shot draw contest and the, transition to pistol. And don't let the word competition keep you away. If you don't think you're ready to compete, we'll look more at this as a training opportunity.
A learning experience.
Absolutely. And so the only way you can embarrass yourself is by not showing up.
Are you going to give, some people when they start talking, the slings and all this, there'll also be some classes out there to help people.
Absolutely.
To help
Absolutely.
People set up their equipment, because that's a real important thing.
Absolutely. How to set up your sling, how to set up your pistol and your holster, things like that. And I'll be running that training. And don't think that, I'm not ready to compete. Don't let that keep you away. We will help you. And I will also, during the safety brief, I'll explain all the events, and I will teach you how to win all of the events. And we've got great prizes from the local gun shops.
That's why you got a lot of people, sponsors on this.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of sponsors. And so through the generosity of our sponsors, we have prizes for first, second, third, and runner-up in each event. And we also have a door prize.
Okay, John Laws. Okay, give him the phone number.
We can get a hold of us at 530-510-7118, or catch us on our website, mountaintacticaltraining.com. If you catch the link to our Facebook page, there's lots of video of rifle training on there, and check it out.
It's going to be in French Gulch.
Yes.
It's going to be the 6th, which is
this Saturday. Wow.
It's going to start at?
Our first safety brief is at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And then if you miss that safety brief, we have another safety brief at 12.
It's going to be ongoing all day?
Yep, going to be going
day. It'll be an elimination process as people are shooting. After they've shot, then, or is it just strictly a time in hits?
Yes, it's strictly a time. And what we'll do is, after everybody's shot, then we're going to go through the times. Find the four best times and get the prizes out. We also have food. We're going to have vendors. Got some people selling Don't Tread on Me flags and other Patriot-oriented flags. And we also have Colin Baird from 762 Tactical. He makes custom tactical gear. He's going to be out there.
Is he from around here?
Yeah. Colin's from Reading.
What kind of custom tactical gear is he making?
Pretty much magazine pouches, vests, anything you're looking for.
Oh.
And very high quality, of course, all made in the United States.
Hmm. Okay, now we're running past our time here, our break, but drones in the sky.
Drones in the sky. Well,
I don't know if you heard our last conversation we had right before you came on.
Yeah, being, in Afghanistan, we watch these drones every day. They can spot you from 15,000-20,000 feet with the cameras they have, right through clouds. You're not going to be able to hide from them. Yes, it's very intrusive. I don't think they should be using them to spy on civilians here in the United States.
Yeah, I believe in that too. I don't think they should be used for surveillance without a search warrant, just like you would if a policeman was going to come in your house.
Absolutely.
But
they should all be on the border.
I have a feeling though that this game is almost over. And if we have to get into this, we need to get into it quick. All right. John Laws, Mountain Tactical Training, big rifle shooting.
Thanks,
this weekend.
John. April 6th, this
Thanks
weekend.
That's right. And one more time, your phone number?
530-510-7118.
And your website?
MountainTacticalTraining.com.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being here with us.
Thanks for having me,
John. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the ultimate river throwdown? MMA cage fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the ultimate river throwdown. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, April 13th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA. MMA in the cage on Saturday, April 13th. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you.
Saturday, April 13th, 7:30.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club.
Don't miss it.
Great entertainment is coming again in 2013 with the Ultimate River Throwdown Cage Fights at Wind River Casino.
Cage fighting at its best. Wind River Casino Event Center.
For all the details on the Ultimate River Throwdown, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme throwdown event.
Extreme.
It's better on the river.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 50 degrees out there. 7:57. We got a couple minutes left here.
Bump music.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yep, that's right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls. They're there for you. And they do just outstanding work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They've been in the business here in Reading since 1992. And like I said, we've all used their services and we've had nothing but great things to say about Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. John Laws is our guest and we're going to finish up here. There, you know, questions, it's going to be out in French Gulch, the shooting range, right?
Yes.
Okay. You've got food, water, all that stuff people can buy or they can bring it themselves.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
And this is going to be a day of...
How much ammunition should they bring?
Oh, just 20 rounds rifle and just a few rounds pistol. You know, I'd like to give people a little practice draw just so they can make sure that their sling is right, make sure they got their pistol in their holster correctly. But this is going to be a good day of comradeship, shared experience, and... get people out there. You know, nobody's going to sneer at you for wearing camouflage or having your black rifle. And like the print advertisement says, your AR-15 is welcome here.
Should be welcome anyway. Except for the fact that, again, we go into people that use weapons in bad ways.
Well, if you are...
But if you know how to use
a weapon
in a good way.
Or firearm or a rifle in your house at all, you should know how to use it. How does this
how
piece
do you
of
load
machine
it?
Operate?
How do you load it? How do you make sure it's safe? How do you unload it?
Absolutely.
All that. I mean, if you have a weapon in your house, and then safeguard it. I can't say enough about safeguarding weapons.
Locking it up.
That's right. I mean, when you talk, you hear about people that – I was reading an old like shooting magazine from like 1968. And the guy had been, had his house broken into twice. He lost his weapons. Now this is a writer on a national magazine. Yep, they came in for, don't hide them. He said, don't put them in your closet. He's lost them twice there.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine writing something like that today? I mean,
well, that's how the bad guys get their guns, is they steal them from law-abiding citizens. Yeah. So, you know, you want to keep your guns locked up, not only to keep them out of the hands of kids, also to keep them out of the hands of the bad guys.
Okay, John Laws, he's got a rifle. He's got a rifle competition on Saturday out at French Coast. Just check it out on Mountain Tactical Training. Was it .com?
.com.
.com. All right, we've got to take a break here. We're going to come back. We've got our Dr. and Mrs. Dan Risto. We're going to be talking about their new show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily...
This videotape was broadcast on ESPN, showing him shoving and berating players, throwing balls at them, and using gay slurs. Rice had already been suspended for 3 games, fined $500,000, and ordered to attend anger management classes, but the ESPN video prompted outraged comments on social media and criticism from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and NBA star LeBron James. Dave?
Corny, Connecticut lawmakers plan to pass stronger gun control laws today as President Obama goes to Colorado to again urge Congress to do the same, but 16 Colorado sheriffs will also speak out against new gun restrictions. Big drug bust going on in the Northeast. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson details this live.
Dave, this is what's called a massive raid on more than 100 targets in several states, centering on New London, Connecticut. More than 100 people there being arrested on drug charges. Other raids taking place in New York, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Puerto Rico. Sources tell Fox News it's all about a huge heroin and cocaine ring, and one Homeland Security official calls it a very well-coordinated operation between several law enforcement agencies.
Rich, a coordinated attack in Afghanistan with a lot of casualties. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
The rescue attempt turning into a day-long gun battle, leaving at least 53 people killed, including 9 attackers. The fighting broke out after 9 suicide bombers, disguised as Afghan soldiers, stormed a courthouse in Farah province, close to the border with Iran. They were trying to free more than a dozen members of the Taliban, who were standing trial there. It's one of the biggest assaults in the country in recent months. Dave?
Emily, on Wall Street, some selling. The Dow's down 52 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
We will hear from the Pentagon's new chief next hour.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel will lay out the strategic and fiscal challenges facing the Pentagon, part of a presentation at the National Defense University here in D.C. The Defense Department is facing $500 billion in deficit reduction over the next decade and a $41 billion cut next year.
That's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. They're getting ready to do battle along the Red River in North Dakota, fearing a big flood could be coming.
A storage shed for garbage trucks is now Sandbag Central in Fargo. The National Weather Service says there is a 50% chance that the Red River, which hits flood stage at 18 feet, could top 38 feet this spring. The city has put the call out for sandbagging volunteers.
Well, we want the bag to be at least half to three quarters full. It should weigh no more than 35 to 40 pounds.
Fargo has about 750,000 sandbags left over from the 2011 flood, but they want to get that number up to 1 million. They hope they can reach that goal by April 13th. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Kermit and Miss Piggy.
are sad today. She collaborated with husband Jim Henson to make the Muppets.
I think what he was probably most known for was the silly and fun and clean and innocent and childlike, naive and pure. That's not all Jim was.
Jane Henson on The World of Jim Henson. They were college sweethearts who would build the Muppet Empire.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
The Hensons separated in 1986, but she continued to work on Henson projects even after he died in 1990. The 78-year-old Jane Henson died in Connecticut after a fight with cancer. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
A portrait of Jesus has been taken down today at a high school in Jackson, Ohio. It's been displayed in different school buildings there for 66 years, but the district cites the cost of defending an ACLU lawsuit which said the display was unconstitutional. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
This hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. 8:05 in the morning. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Jimmy, I think if you just called that number or you went to Mountain Tactical Training, you would be able to find out if that range is open for, you know, for shooters. That number again is 510-7118. Okay. Linda. You know, I really like that hat.
You know, I just drove through a line this morning to go get a cup of coffee, and somebody was saying, I said, it's the week I get my hair done, so I wear baseball caps for 2 or 3 days before that. And girls get that, but anyway, it's 8:06 in the morning, currently 53 degrees. Thank you for the compliment, by the way. It's pink and it's blingy. What do you want? It's currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We are going to have a partly sunny day with temperatures around 77. Slight chance of rain this evening around 54 degrees. We love to bring you the weather. It is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Don't forget Thursday night is pizza night, and there is always music on Friday. So much happening out at the ranch. Dial 474-5546 for reservations. Ensemble Vineyards.
And now we head to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, Chris Lasonda. Good morning,
Chris. Good morning,
Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 65 points at 14,597. The S&P 500 down 10 points at 1560, while the NASDAQ Composite's off just about 15 points at 3240. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 186 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple up $4.95 at $4.34.84, Microsoft adding a nickel at $28.84, and Facebook's up 67 cents at $26.08. Of local interest, Safeway down 15 cents at $25.44, Costco's down 59 cents at $107.07, while Reading Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $5.13. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.82%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's down 98 cents a barrel at $96.21. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $5 an ounce at $1570.51, while silver's down 9 cents at $27.11. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. If you want to know what to do with your investment money, give them a call at 530-243-7561. Chris or Susan or Steve, Josh, Kathy, any of them. They are really experts on what to do with investments. Or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, right before we break, in case you hadn't heard that a arrest has been made for if you remember back in Siskiyou County on the courthouse, $1.3 million of gold that was on display there was stolen. It appears that an arrest has been made in that and they're searching for one other person. But they don't believe they're going to get the gold back. They think that gold's been melted down or turned into one of these, you know, send us a lump of gold and we'll send you back $25 places, you know, in Florida. But at least the case has been broken. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back with our latest show and the host of our latest show, Dr. Dan Rousseau, and his wife, Alexandria.
And we're going to talk a little bit about juicing and the benefits and health of juicing. And right now we're having...
I have something green in front
kale,
of me.
Kale, celery, apple, all this. We've used to juice. We got away from it, but it's a powerful way to start your day.
Oh, I am feeling powerful right now.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Okay.
Dependable transportation. You can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and sweet elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen, or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bob.
Wow, Bob is into hardcore butts today. I love it.
Well, it all started out when we watched the Bumbling Burglar of Kent Meat. 8:12 in the morning, 52 degrees out there.
Meat aggression.
As you're racing around figuring out what to do in that last 20 minutes here. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. And trust me, next week.
That's our hotline.
This week is kind of filled up, but next week we're going to have a drone day. And we're going to have, we'll do pro and anti-drones. We've got some people in here that are obviously pro-drones and some that are anti-drones.
Yeah, we'll have a call-in. That's should have a call-in show.
Hey, this portion of the
express yourself.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Special Joe's, great coffee, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Have been supporting this community for 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay.
In fact, people who support the community and all aspects and all ways to be able to treat your health and how you can look at healing and becoming a better person. And our next two guests that are featured here on our show this morning definitely have bringing great juice to the show.
Well, and they already have brought great juice to the show. As you know, that when we started KCNR over 4 years ago, it was community radio with the idea of supporting the community in any way we can, and we have tried to do that. But one of the things too is to give voice to our, you know, to different groups and people in our community with ability to have shows that share their beliefs. And we have started, at this point, we have close to 20 local programs that's on KCNR that we're very, very proud of, every one of them. And we're getting ready to start a couple more. And one of our guests today are getting ready to launch their own radio show this weekend. Dr. Dan Rousseau and his wife Alexandria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, yeah. Do you go by the Rousseaus or how who are you?
Yeah, sure.
how do you feel as you approach the radio world? What did you finally decide to call your show?
Health is more than just a pill, right?
Yeah. Dr. Dan and health. Yeah, and that kind of grasps what the show is about. But tell us a little bit about you yourself here, Dan. You and Alexandra.
I don't know where to start. So I'm an internal medicine physician. I work as a hospitalist at Mercy Hospital here in Reading, and I've been doing this for about 6 years. I did my medical school in Romania, and I did my training in Brooklyn, New York. And we moved here, as I said, about six years back, and we've been very happy being in Northern California. We love it.
Yeah, and how did you get here? How did you get to Northern California, Alexandria?
Dan's job.
Okay. Oh, was that it? So this was an opportunity.
I came from for the job at Mercy.
Yeah, we didn't know where Reading was.
So you went from Brooklyn to Reading.
Yeah.
Really? There was nothing in between?
Well, we were living in New Jersey, but he was working in the city, and yeah, and he kind of got recruited here. Yeah.
I came here. I mean, I came here, I interviewed here, and I just kind of felt very good about it. The job opportunity was good. I love the outdoors here. And I said, this sounds to be like a good place. And I said, we want to come to California. Let's move there and see how it looks. And we came here and we're very happy.
Yeah, we never want to live anywhere else.
Really?
That's
okay.
How we
and
feel.
Now, where are you from, Alexandra? I mean, your story is very interesting also.
Well, I was born in Romania as well. My parents left as political refugees when I was 5. And we settled in New Jersey, New York and then New Jersey. I basically grew up in New Jersey and that's where I met Dan. But I came when I was 5 from Romania. He came when he was in his 20s. So he still has the accent. I don't.
And the other way around in Romanian.
Yeah, I have an accent in Romanian now.
Do you go back home I shouldn't say home. Home's here, but do you go back and visit Romania?
Yeah, that's home too. Yeah. And we speak Romanian with our kids and we go with the whole family every couple of years and they really pick up on the language then when we're there.
It's wonderful to keep that alive. Always keep that alive.
Yeah. We have both of the best worlds, you know.
So here you are in Reading, and we just think that there are wonderful doctors and hospitals and care in this area, besides the fact, and I think, again, that's why the Reading area draws and the hospitals draw such wonderful people because of the fact it's, and Mercy's great.
But you have a premise for a show that you came to us about. And can you explain to all our listeners what your show is and what you're trying to provide to people?
Your mission.
Here. Yeah.
We have a lot of information about health and it's a different way, even though it's coming from a physician, it's a different way of looking at things. And I am more focused on nutrition. I've been practicing a different lifestyle for about 5-6 years, and that worked great for me. And Alex has a lot of information. She just, that's what she does on a daily basis. She just looks up things on internet and comes up with different things and throws it around. And we kind of use all this stuff. And And having this information available, we kind of realized that at some point we have a lot of information, and a lot of people out there don't have this kind of information. So then we decided, okay, let's try to put this information out there for other people so they can see it. I mean, you know, it's not an information that you have to follow. It's nothing that you have to do about it, but know about it.
So because knowledge is power here, and your premise on this, which is so interesting, is it's just not pharmaceutical that makes you healthy. And in fact, it can be just the opposite.
Hence the name, health is more than just a pill.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break. We are sitting, you brought in green juice.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob looked at it like, you've got to be kidding me. This is not pureed baby food. But we really want to talk, maybe in this next segment, you'll give us an insight on the power of juicing and how you can heal through, you know, every, like you said, what was it? Everything can be healed through nature.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Well, a lot of
things. I definitely believe.
So right now we're...
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that. And that's what, again, this is about the show, is a new way of looking at health. Maybe it's not a new way, but a new way of presenting.
You've got to take control of your health, especially with everything that's happening with new laws that are being passed. It's your health is in your hands. You've got to definitely take a look at that. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to our experts that are going to be joining KCNR's family this Saturday.
Yay.
Thanks for being here this morning. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Tell me what if
you are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application. Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211. Or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemuria, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Yeah! Burning, burning. Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 52 degrees, 8:23 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in Redding, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. So they have organic foods there and all types of health type items. So that's kind of that's what you are talking about. So Dr. Dan, talk to us about your show and what you want from this.
So the show will bring a different approach to staying healthy. I wanna bring the information about how can you stay healthy and how can you stay out of the hospital. And the reason why I'm saying that is not because I don't like hospitals. I work over there, obviously. I asked myself one day and just said, you know, what am I going to do 20, 30, 40 years from now? Where do I want to be? How do I want to be? And I said, I don't want to be taking pills. I don't want to be coming to the hospital. I don't want to depend on somebody prescribing me pills. And then I said, maybe other people have the same thoughts. So I said, what would be an alternative? So because I was, as I said, fortunate enough to be around my wife, who had a lot of this information on hand, I started picking up on that. And then I started realizing that nutrition is important, even though I think we definitely don't hear enough about it just because nobody thinks enough about it. So that helped me first of all, because I changed my diet, I changed things, and I started realizing that that's a powerful thing. I felt better, I lost weight, I'm exercising, I have a lot of energy. So I said, this is good for me. And I said, if this is good for me, it should be good for other people.
Basic tenets of this, of eating well, exercise, eating the right kinds of food.
And juicing.
Well, but just doing the right stuff.
And I also mean, your emotional and your mental state of mind. That is extremely important. Because
that's part of what, this is part of what your show is going to be about too, is your state of mind and your emotional side.
Because with my psychology background and my yoga background, and I'm also a massage therapist, I've been exposed to a lot of different relaxation techniques. And I mean, I have, mainly because in my own life I needed that. And I want to be able to share that with others, and so does Dan. I think that we've reached a point in our life where we feel like if we have this information, why not share it? And I read somewhere, and it's also on my Facebook page, the meaning of life is to find your purpose, and the purpose of your life is to share it.
Perfect.
So that's really what our mission is. That's what we're trying to do.
Serving others.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the thing is once you find that it works for you, and that you're living this lifestyle, and it's not a harsh lifestyle, obviously. I mean, you two don't come, you know, you don't need help getting out of your car. You don't get looking gaunt or anything like that. And you brought in the juice today. So so people that now depend on pharmaceuticals for blood pressure, cholesterol, what else? I mean, there's all types of things.
Everything.
Diabetes. That's the other thing.
Sure.
Is that you believe that all of these, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but all of these can be handled by diet, and food.
Absolutely. Food. Okay. Absolutely. There is no question about it. And this information, I think it's what we want to do is just put the information out there for people. This is not it takes an effort. It takes an effort to change, you know. The easiest thing for people is to pop a pill, because it doesn't take any effort, right?
You don't have to do the work emotionally or mentally to take a pill. That doesn't take any effort. You just pop in your mouth.
Do you have four children?
Mm-hmm.
You brought in some juice today, which we think is wonderful. It's, you know, we want to talk about two things. I think America was introduced to juicing with Jack LaLanne, because everybody knows Jack LaLanne. So Jack LaLanne brings the juicer, and it's running on every infomercial across the nation forever and ever and ever. Back Jack LaLanne's in his 90s and juice. And in fact, I bought one. And I know the power of juicing. Do I practice it all the time? Should I practice it more? And so this morning, you bring a juice that's very delicious, That is apple, carrot, celery.
No carrot. It's cucumber, kale, celery, ginger, and apple, all super alkaline. We want to alkalize the body, and that's what this juice helps do, because anything that's green, any green vegetable, is extremely alkaline.
Why do we want to alkalize the body?
Because disease cannot exist in an alkaline state.
There is a statement that is out there. As I said, there are many nutritionists out there, and they have different ways of seeing things, but they are all preaching the same thing, a vegan diet. And through a vegan diet, you alkalinize your body. And pretty much, if you put it in one sentence, is there are no different diseases. There is just one disease, and that disease is pretty much through nutrition, you acidify your body. So what you need to do is you alkalinize your body.
Through the wrong nutrition, you acidify your body. And what's acidic is meat, dairy, sugar, alcohol, also the chemicals in our environment, pesticides. It's also our stress. Our stress is extremely acidic in our body, what we think, what we feel. So all these things combined together, all these interact and make your health the way it is. So it's not just one thing. It's not just what you put in your body. And it's also you wanting to be healthy and you putting forth the effort to be healthy. That's why Dan's logo on his website on drrusu.com is "Your health is in your hands," because it really is.
Well, okay, you know, we've got to take a break here in a few seconds. We've got a medical doctor, you know, tied in with obviously a homeopathic type teacher.
Well, and the more alternative.
The more alternative. And you're putting this together for a show that's going to help with people and their health and just their general outlook on life even too. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest, Dr. Dan Rusu, and his wife, Alexandria, and, you know, and health's only a pill away.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Military and nuclear threats. Now North Korea's locking out South Korean workers.
The latest tension is over an industrial park. It's just inside the North Korean border. It's a rare instance of cooperation. But North Korea has now blocked South Koreans from entering. South Korea's defense minister telling North Korea to restrain itself. The South has threatened military action if provoked.
Fox News Radio, Simon Owen. Hyundai and Kia recalling nearly 2 million cars with a faulty brake light switch.
U.S. safety regulators also say the cruise control may not turn off when a driver steps on the brake of the Hyundai Accent, Elantra, Genesis Coupe, Santa Fe, Sonata, Tucson, and Veracruz from the 2007 through 2011 model years. Also affected are Kia's Optima, Rondo, Sedona, Sorento, Soul, and Sportage.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
92 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Rabobank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. With thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is give me that wing.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You guys, there's too much.
Oh, we are back live.
And we're back live on the show. Hey, it's Carl and Linda Bob.
53 degrees in the downtown studios. Bob's going, I am not believing that conversations are having. 8:34 in the morning. And we have some very special guests with us that are going to be joining us for the first time on Saturday here on the KC and our family. Yeah. Really excited about it.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Head on down, get a great haircut for a great price. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. They support our community down in D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. Go in there, get your hair cut. They are not going to style your hair. They're not going to blow dry your hair. They might put wax on your hair, you know, hold it, make it stand straight up for those flat tops that Bob is looking for. Bad Bob's going down there and getting a flat top. No, on your chest, Bad Bob. Cause, you know,
I don't think so, Tim.
Okay. Don't think so, Tim. Okay. All right. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, great place to go to, right off Athens Avenue. Hey, our guest is Dr. Dan Rousseau and his wife, Alex, and
together
are starting a new show on Saturday, and it's called Health is More
than just a
pill.
Right, and before you took a break.
I might have said that differently.
Right.
Health is more than just a pill.
Right. And Dr. Dan, you are an MD.
Yes.
Working at Mercy in internal medicine?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the beautiful part of this is that, you know, we know that in life we have to really balance, and knowledge is power. And there are a lot of people that listen to this show that will, you know, that aren't vegans. But there is, you know, if you eat meat, if you eat fish, if you eat chicken, all those things, it's really nice to know that if you know about this other part of your nutrition, you can clean your body and go through a process of what it is to detoxify your body, get rid of the inflammation in the body, help it along.
That's what a vegan diet.
And vegan is no animal products, no meat, no dairy.
No eggs.
No eggs.
But what about for those people who are just saying, I'm not going to give this up, but I would for maybe a week or two. I mean, that's starting someplace.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Of course.
Sure. I mean, you know, I haven't done this transition just like that. I mean, I played with the vegan diet before a little bit, just kind of trying to see how that goes and how that looks. And actually the turning point in this for me was reading the China study. Once I read the China study, then for me that was over. I said, I just cannot deny that information.
There may be people that don't, you and I've talked about this, but let's share the China study with our listeners.
So, the China study is the biggest epidemiologic study that was ever done. It was a project started by Dr. Colin Campbell, along with, Oxford University in England and the Chinese government. And what they did is they pretty much studied people that lived in the same in China, their population, that they're born in one village and they spend the rest of their life over there, and they could study people who were eating a vegan diet because that's what they did all their life and that's what they knew, and then they studied people who were actually eating close to what would call it a regular diet, a normal American diet,
and a Western diet. Yeah.
Western diet. So what they noticed is that all the diseases that happened in people who had a regular diet, people who were vegan had a lot less incidence of cancer, heart problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, you name it, and it's there. So then they said, well, what is this all about? So that's all the information. There is powerful information over there, knowing that if you change your diet, and that's not only that, you know, you have to eat that way all your life, you make that kind of change, you're going to get rid of a lot of your problems, health problems in your life, and you set yourself for a healthy, good life.
I know that, and this is kind of, you know, along those same lines, but prisoners of war during the Vietnam War that were held in the North Vietnamese prisons there. And you probably know about this study too, but the prisoners, when they came back, even though they lived in very harsh conditions, and I'm not talking about physical damage to their bodies, that was, you know, through torture and all this, but their internal systems, their heart, their cholesterol, their blood was healthier than their counterparts of the same age who had not lived in this, because they lived on rice and fish and this. They didn't have a heavy meat diet. They didn't have all the other things that their counterparts would have back in America. And
I heard about that.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you can look that one up, that as far as their heart, blood, you know, and cholesterol and all this was a lot better.
There is the same information that they had over the World War II in Europe. In Norway, right. I think, is a study. The study that they did is, and the incidence of all these diseases decreased throughout the World War II. Why? Because the food was not available.
The meat was not available.
Right. No. And then once the war was over and people started eating the same diet that they had before, all the incidence of all these diseases came back up.
We have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to ask you this question. Don't answer me yet. Can you cure diabetes with a diet? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, Dr. Dan Rousseau, and Alex, and their new show that's debuting Saturday at 1 p.m. We'll be right back.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass. And we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences. So give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work and corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Welcome back. Casey and I are 1460 AM. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl in the Bot. 57 degrees out there, 844 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, and it's a locally owned, family-operated company. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest are Dr. Dan Rousseau and his wife, Alex, and they're getting ready to debut their new show on Saturday at 1 p.m. on health. And you know what? A lifestyle change. Because this is a lifestyle change that if people wanted to do it, you're going to show them how to do it.
And you asked about diabetes.
And I asked, can you cure or at least control diabetes strictly with diet?
You can cure diabetes type 2. Diabetes type 1, you cannot cure it, but there are definitely benefits of doing a vegan diet because you're reducing your insulin needs, and more so, what is showed that people who follow a vegan diet who have a diabetes type 1, down the road, because what diabetes does to you is affects your kidney, increases your risk of heart disease and strokes, and following a vegan diet, you're going to decrease the chances of having all these complications because of the diabetes. So you're still going to be a diabetic, but you're going to be in better shape down the road, because these are when you're talking about diabetes type 1, you're talking about the people who, you know, their children who are diagnosed with diabetes. So when they reach their 40s and 50s, they are all, you know, they have the risk of stroke and heart attack and kidney problems. So if you follow that kind of diet, these things are not going to come as fast on you as they would come if you don't follow.
That's
a
great
diet.
Point, Dr. Dan, that we've got children now, 10 years old, or young, I guess, you know, even younger than
the
that.
The McNugget generation.
That they're starting, that they got diabetes already. The obesity epidemic that's going through children is just,
it's bad diet?
I mean, well.
It's sad. It's definitely all the.
But you can, I think their life, in fact, I heard that life expectancy for this generation is less than their parents. And this is the first time ever that this has ever happened.
Right.
Yeah, but Alex, I mean, you obviously are well versed in all this. Is it something, this whole thing can be cured?
It could be avoided in the first place.
Avoided.
By just educating yourself on diet.
And your children.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a lot of different, socioeconomic, factors in that as well. That's why it's important to have shows like this and information out there that's free that people can learn from, because people think that it's okay to eat, you know, tons of meat every day and tons of milk, drink milk like crazy every day, which is, I think, highly dangerous to children. Everyone knows sugar's bad, I think. I don't know. I mean, all the candy with all that crap in it. I mean,
corn syrup.
Corn syrup is horrible. Partially hydrogenated oils. That was never meant to be in our diet when the earth began. So, I mean, that right there, if it's made in a lab, should tell you that should not be in our food, and you should definitely not give that to children. But again, I'm a mom of four kids. We have kids that will eat that once in a while, like Halloween and Easter. And so it's really balanced too. It's how you how you balance that out. I mean, giving to them every day compared to giving to them every once in a while is a big difference.
How do you do that with your children? How do you start their day off? How do you help them to start their day off?
By talking about it at home, we talk a lot about why this is healthy for you. Why are you drinking green juices? Why are you eating salads every day? Because this is what it does for your body. Kids get it. You just have to explain it to them. They really understand.
Kids do understand it. And if they see their parents doing it, it makes it a lot easier.
The most important thing. Yeah.
And, we're drinking the green juice right now.
And you like
it. It's delicious.
It's delicious. And not only that, I'm going to the gym at 11 o'clock. I may need to call y'all later. I'm not sure. And this may be too much in one day.
When you wake up and you feel like, okay, we both have had these big lives. We all have had big lives. But Carl and I have had big lives, been all over the world, done all these, probably God only knows what we've eaten and wherever we've eaten. In the back roads of, China and Africa. But, what can we do now? I mean, we want to be able to have this incredible energy, back it up with really great health. When we feel good, our bodies are tuned. And why shouldn't we do that? I would much rather go about it this way than to go to the doctors to have a pill to help me.
Right, but many people don't want to do it that way. They don't want to put in the work. It's hard. It's hard for me. I mean, I'm saying this right now, but it's hard for me. Like, I will not feel like making a green juice some days, I'll wake up and it's just too much. It's overwhelming with the kids wanting so many things at the same time, and I'm tired, but then I think, like, why am I doing this? You have to always remind yourself, and after you've done it for a while and you've created a habit, it becomes easier. So really it's about habit, and it's about your mental focus, and it's about your emotional state.
We have
for
some
me,
friends,
that's the most important
thing. I agree. Right there with you. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
No.
But we have some friends that they're a couple, and they really look at, nature and health. They'd said after a trip that we recently took that when they come back, they want to do a juice diet for 2 or 3 days or go into it for a week because of the fact that they're experience inflammation in their bodies. And that's something that maybe we should talk about when we come back, that you probably in your practice, doctor, see a lot of people in inflammation. And like you said, if you're not alkaline, if you're
acidic,
that's where disease starts. So what is the secret? Is it how many glasses of water a day? What can you do? What's the food? All that stuff.
That's
so we
a good
can
question.
End
okay.
on a note here today where people are taking with them, maybe 5 rules of thumb through the weekend.
And we want to tell you how you can save your life. Dr. Dan's going to tell you that as soon as we get back.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Well, I won't back down. No, I
welcome
won't
back to KCNR 1460. Currently 57, actually 55 degrees.
That's right.
But you know, it depends on where you are. You may be put your finger in the air over there.
Hey, it's 53 right here where I'm at.
Okay.
Hey, welcome back to the show. 8:53 in the morning, tomorrow on the show, Paul Preston. Talking about, we got another little surprise for y'all tomorrow. And, plus, Trish Clark will be joining me. Joining me tomorrow as our regular co-host that we have. Our guest today, though, Dr. Dan Rousseau and his wife, Alex, they're starting their new program on Saturday at 1 p.m. And I tell you what, I say this about all of our programs. We have great programs here, and we've been talking today about how you can literally save your life and literally change your life through diet and this. And before we left, we talked about how can you, what's the one thing that you can do to really, cut back? Cause we said acidity causes disease.
Right. And acidity comes from meat, dairy, alcohol, sugar.
So the one thing you could do, if you told people nothing else, Dr. Dan, to do, what would you tell them?
I'd say get on a vegan diet. So
juice. If you can't get on a vegan diet completely, juicing is
right,
something you should
do
every day.
Some people that's just, you know, it's so hard for them.
Even the juicing could be hard for them, though, if
so
they don't have the time.
What will juice do? The juice that
it floods the body with nutrients immediately. It enters the bloodstream within 15 minutes. So if you're not able to get these nutrients from whole foods that you're chewing, when you juice, it gets into your body very quickly. So imagine eating a pound of kale. You can't do that really chewing it. You probably get tired of it after like 5 minutes, but if you juice it with some cucumber, some celery, you have like, what, 6 or 7 different vegetables in there, and it's all in one shot.
Best to go organic.
Yes, so definitely organic. Everything organic.
Do you have it delivered to you, or do you just go to the store with
organic? We grow our food, and then we also, we also do the deliveries, or we just go to where they sell organic food, like Orchard, Holiday Market.
They have the,
Holiday's
it's
got a big
start,
section too.
Well, and it's gonna start all the markets. You're going to be out here again soon. So juicing and, of course, the vegan diet, if people can do that. But anything they do along that line is going to help, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, the studies that are out there, because studying nutrition is very difficult because it's a different science from people what are used to. You talk to somebody and say, well, how is that working for me? I want to know the mechanism. I want to know how can I understand this better? You know, because everybody is looking at doctors and doctors explain things in a different way. And nutrition is all about epidemiology. It's all about looking how things are helping you. It's very difficult to understand how all these nutrients go into your body. Where do they go? What part of your body they affect? But all together is they give you great benefits. And that's what you have to understand.
Try to understand. And that's what you're bringing on Saturday. Right. You're going to be educating, teaching people, taking calls.
Guests.
And also,
everyone should call in if they have questions.
Your knowledge that you've learned along the way. Articles that maybe you can explain that may better in layman terms that might be you know, what the heck was that article? I can't even read it. And you'll say, well, here's an article, and let me explain it in layman terms. I know I need that.
And then, you know, I think the most important thing is really going into the whole routine. And I think that's the most important thing, because you can know all this stuff is good for you, but it's not going to do anything if you don't do it. That's why your health is in your hands. Like we explain on Dan's website, drrusu.com. It's drrusu.com. You'll see it says your health is in your hands, because it truly is. I mean, no one's going to be able to make the juice for you, feed you, all this stuff. You have to do it. So it's good. We're going to really go over a lot of that.
It's in your own hands. And see, that's the most important thing. We have friends that went on, I don't know if I already mentioned it, but a vegan diet. He's lost 80-something pounds. I mean, 80-something
pounds. He wanted to try that before he went into.
I just saw it yesterday.
He's had major problems with 3 or 4 huge health issues.
And you know, that's another thing I want to talk about is that, you know, some people might think it's extreme to go vegan, but isn't it extreme to open your chest and have this open heart surgery, or, you know, have to have a pump attached to your body because your body can no longer produce insulin? Isn't that extreme?
That sounds pretty extreme to me.
Isn't it extreme to have tons of pills every day? I mean, you have to look at what would you prefer in your life? What kind of life do you want to create? Because you really can create the kind of life you want.
Well, this is great. We're really happy that Dr. Dan is coming on.
Saturday, what time?
1 to 2.
Mm-hmm. 1 to 2.
1 o'clock on Saturday. Good time.
And what about the and also the website one more time?
DrRusu.com, right, Yvita? DrRusu.com. DrRusu.com.
Okay, and also like things like the menu for the juice. Will that be on there?
Oh, on his website you'll find tons of recipes that I take photos of, and I put the recipes on there. So, and we're so happy to be here, you guys. We're really, really excited, and everyone here is just so great. We feel really comfortable.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're so excited about having you all.
Timing is right. The timing is now to take charge of your life. Thank you for being part of our family.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and again, tomorrow, Trish Clark, Paul Preston, we've got some more announcements tomorrow. We've got a number of things happening on Thursday. And just remember, you know, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And when we say that, you know who you are. You know if you're good. If you know if you do the right thing. And one of the right things now seems to be is taking care of your diet and yourself. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl in the Buck, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A sweeping drug raid across the Northeast, one part of Connecticut, the epicenter. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
More than 700 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers were on these raids, most of which took place around New London, Connecticut. Authorities count more than 100 arrests. Other operations in New York, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic, breaking up what one official calls a huge heroin and cocaine ring. At least some of the suspects are due in court in New Haven this afternoon.
Thanks, Rich. The Rutgers athletic director says it was his decision to try to rehabilitate basketball coach Mike Rice, and that he was wrong. Rice has been fired today, a day after the university president personally viewed for the first time practice videos showing the coach yelling anti-gay slurs, kicking players, and throwing basketballs at them.
Totally unacceptable. By my standards.
Former Notre Dame coach Lou Holtz, Rice had initially been suspended